And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 7:32, down 13 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 7:51, down 14 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 6:98, down 18 on the open. March, 7:18, down 19. July, 7:40 and a half, down 21. December, 7:78, down 11 and a quarter on the open. December corn opened at 5:24, down 19 on the open. March, 5:42, down 19. May, 5:49 and a half, down 23. July, 5:62, down 20 and a half. September, 5:62 and a half, down 24. December of 2009, 5:68, down 20 and three quarters on the open. November beans opened at 11:18, down 46 on the open. January, 11:33, down 47 and a half. March, 11:49, down 45 and a quarter. May, 11:61, down 46. July, 11:66, down 51 and a quarter. November of 2009, 11:23, down 56 and a half on the open. October soybean meal opened at $3.01, down $14 on the open. December, $3.11, down $9.70. October soybean oil opened at $45.25, down $2.15 on the open. December, $45.80, down $2.13. October live cattle opened at $100 even, down $95 on the open. December, $101.70, down $1.10. October feeders open at 104.80, down 100 on the open. November, 103.90, down 167 and a half. October lean hogs open at 68.90, down 72 and a half on the open. December, 64.50, down 155. And February bellies open at 99.67 and a half, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
This morning, a new term has entered the marketplace called demand destruction, and it's showing up its head in crude oil, and I suppose maybe to some degree the grain markets as well, as we begin to flirt with limit down moves.
Well, yeah, we're basically caught up in investor confidence, and it's just not too high here this morning as the trade is sort of in a meltdown phase, so when you look at the big picture, we kind of feel that over time, maybe raw fundamentals in agriculture will take over again. But we've got to remember, live by the sword, die by the sword, and the funds were the ones that drove this thing higher. Now the ones, probably the investment line, is going to take it lower here for a while.
So what do you make of how the outside markets are responding to what they know about the bailout in the Wall Street?
Not good. I mean, the government has come up with a plan and feels the plan is going to get approved, and but yet the market telling us it's not believing in this, so it's kind of concerned. I don't know if the government is going to come up with some additional ideas, but when you talk to the people that really study the details of it and how this plan operates, and it's above my head, basically, it's going to be hard to find somebody to take the opposite side of it. How the language is written is that the government can change the terms of the agreement at any time they wish, is what I've been told. Well, why would you want to get into something that can be changed on you in midstream? So the market's telling us that it's going to be awful hard to get somebody to take the other side of the package here. There's going to be fears that we're sort of throwing money down a rat hole.
Last week you were arguing strongly for the possibility of inflation or hyperinflation in this marketplace. Do you still see that, or is what we're seeing today some sort of deflation?
Well, it's going to be up and down. We just got to get used to some wide swings in through here. You know, $1, $1.50 in the swing, and corn's going to be nothing. $3, $4 swing in beans is going to be nothing. Right now, we're just on some liquidation phase. But when you look at the big picture, the only way you can get out of the mess we're in is to inflate. And that's what's going to happen because basically somebody has to pay for this. And right now it looks like the American public's going to pay for it. And it's going to be costly. And it's going to drive prices higher. People are going to have to pay higher cost to operate. And so it's all inflationary long term. If it's not, you know, I think one's sort of off center a little bit. But for the most part, when you look at short-term action, you got to remember from now back 2 years ago, corn and bean prices are double. So, you know, you've got some of this price already built into it from the short-term perspective. But, no, we feel the whole scenario is inflationary from the long-term scale.
All right, then. Then at some point, corn and beans become a buy. Where in your mindset is it?
Well, let me clarify one thing. When I say inflationary, that does not mean corn's going to $10 and beans to $30 by no means whatsoever. It means the market should be supportive here and values should be higher. So I don't want anybody to misunderstand that and so forth. But, yes, we feel the grain market is a buy on this breaking through here. When we look at the raw fundamentals, we feel that maybe the corn crop's not as big as what the trade's anticipating. We feel this harvest is going to be strung out over time, so we're not going to see the big harvest pressure that we've been accustomed to in the past. Then when you visit with people in the know, people who make their living by buying, selling cash grain, there's some urgency to get some cash grain bought. And so that tells us that the trade's looking at some higher prices down the road, that ownership should be acquired here over the next 30 to 45 days.
So what are your recommendations then today for producers?
Well, for today and today only, we feel that the best thing to do is sort of set tie here and see how the market unfolds. We don't want to get caught up in the hype here on this lower market and panic and be a seller at this point in time. What we would be do if one has sold up pretty good in here, we'd use this break to replace some cash sales on paper. These options on the call side equations are getting cheaper than they've been here for the last 8 to 12 months, so we'd be inclined to replace sales, some call options on this break in here. That way we go higher, we can recoup some value to the upside. Plus, two, it could give you the courage to go ahead and make cash sales at higher levels.
Before I let you go, let's touch on one fundamental. We do have a quarterly grain stocks report out tomorrow. Where will your eye go to first and why?
Well, the trade's looking at corn stocks, 145 million bushels. The corn right around 1.5 billion. We're sort of wrapping up the old crop here and sort of putting it aside. The key question is the harvest progress during this time. In the past, we've had some real early harvest, and that grain has gone into the so-called old crop. And this year, with the lateness of the harvest, we'll probably not see that new crop going to old crop category to satisfy sales. So when it's all said and done, the old crop supplies, when you close out the books, probably tighter than what the trade's going to see on the September report.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in Kansas City, December wheat at 725.5, down 20 and a quarter. December at the Board of Trade, 677, down 39. December corn, 514.5, down 28.5. March, 533.75, down 27.25. November beans at 1095.5, down 68.5. January, 1115, down 65.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.